Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, December the 28th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. And we are remembering the legendary Martha Dowse Manasi, Marion's First Lady of Dance, who passed away yesterday at the age of 89. Now, I do want a little bit of housekeeping here as we continue on with this tribute this morning. In today's Marion Star, they are recounting the top 10 news stories of 2020. And number 10 on the list is Marion broadcast icon Charlie Evers dying at the age of 85, which, of course, you know, we miss Charlie horribly around here, but I'm so glad that his passing was the number 10 story of the year. How many stories run in the Marion Star over the course of 1 year? And to have Charlie's passing make number 10 is very nice. So again, pick up today's Marion Star because right on the front page, they're recounting the top 10 stories of 2010, and Charlie Evers passing away at 85 is number 10. And then inside there's a great picture of Charlie and a big write-up on his life and times. But of course, this morning we are remembering the legendary Martha Dowse Manasi, and so glad to bring our next guest on this morning. She is a lady who certainly knows Marion very well and has known Martha for quite a long time. She is the 40th Treasurer of the United States, our pal Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, how are you?
I'm fine, Scott. I was very surprised to find out about Martha.
You know, I was thinking the same thing this morning, Mary Ellen, that an energy and a soul like her, you don't think she'd ever slow down long enough to leave us.
You know, that's right. I can still remember her going up and down the football field with her baton and all of the things that she did and how she took her talent and made the most of it and had quite a wonderful career with it.
Being involved in Marion for so long, what do you remember about Martha and her stature in the community?
Well, she was always performing and doing good for people. I think she was always very helpful in many different situations. I know she was very involved with the baseball, the boys' baseball team.
You know, Mary Ellen, she ended up raising something like over $90,000 through the Mike Rollins leukemia dances over the years, and a plaque hangs down in Children's Hospital in her honor. And to my knowledge, that just came about because somebody called her up and asked her to do it. Martha never said no to anything.
No, she was very willing to help. That's right.
You know, Mary Ellen, when we look back at this time, and you're in Martha's life kind of parallel, she really, for a woman, what did it mean for a woman in the 1940s, early 1940s, to start her own business?
Well, it was probably quite difficult, I would imagine. I never tried to start a business, but I think it would have been very hard.
When you have the kind of longevity that she had, over 77 years, and the studios are still up and running, run by her daughters, what does that say when you have that kind of longevity?
Well, it means that you were very strong in what you did, you were very respected, and that you did a good job.
You know, it always seemed when Martha was around that she never let anything personal get in the way of making a new friend. When she met you, she wanted to talk to you. She wanted to know about you. She was a very gracious personality.
Yes, she was. And the fact that our politics weren't the same made no difference. I thought she was always so friendly and wanted to talk to me about things.
You know, it's interesting because one of the memories I have is a couple years when we were all together at midget football, and she had said this before. You're right. In a world that is so politically divided, and Martha made no secret that she was a Republican. She ran for office here in Marion at one point. But she always said that because she liked you and you were from Marion, she voted for you. That really didn't mean a whole lot to Martha, the R and the D, did it?
Well, probably not, although she, running for office, she had to keep a certain rapport there.
Mary Ellen, how are you holding up during this pandemic? We want to check in with you and see how you're doing.
Well, I'm just fine.
what do you make of this whole stage we're in at this point?
I just don't know. I'm going to get vaccinated, the vaccine on... the 30th, which is this week, I guess, isn't it?
you know, that's interesting, Mary Ellen. We've heard so much talk of people being fearful of taking the vaccine. Did you even give it a second thought?
No. Not at all.
That's a good thing. You know, for somebody who knew style, because you all have always talked about how women in the public have to look a certain way more than men, Martha certainly had her own style.
Yes, she did. That's a good thing, to have your own style.
You know, Mary Ellen, when we look back on her years from now, how will the Marion community, and how are you going to remember Martha Dowse?
Well, you'll remember her because she was good at what she did, and you remember that.
She definitely knew what she was doing.
Yes, that's right.
Mary Ellen, it's so good to hear your voice, and hopefully when this is all through with, this pandemic, we'll be able to see you in the studio again.
Yes, I hope so too, Scott.
Yep. Stay well, Mary Ellen. We'll talk again soon. Thank you for calling in this morning and paying tribute to Martha.
Oh, you're welcome. I was happy to do it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, calling in to remember Martha Dowse. Now, you know, those two lives parallel. Mary Ellen will not be upset with me saying this. We just celebrated her 90th birthday back in October. So she and Martha were similar in age. Now, we've got a call coming up here in about 8 minutes from somebody who's probably known Martha longer than even her children. But we'll get the confirmation on that coming up in about 8 minutes. But again, Martha Dowse, what a lady. And her style. Now, this is something that needs to be talked about because even a lot of things I've seen written about her talk about her style. Martha had a way of dressing. She had a way of presenting herself that was unlike anybody else. But you know, I think that was all by design. I think Martha wanted you to remember her. I think because she was a businesswoman. And that's a very smart thing to do. You don't want to dress like everybody else if you're trying to present a product. And I think a lot about this today because people will wear, you know, what they call jogging pants and sweatshirts and people don't really dress up anymore. And that's fine. I mean, people can do what they want to do. But Martha, she liked the sequins. She liked the bright colored clothes. She liked that sort of thing. She, before anybody else was really doing this to a great extent, Martha loved to have shirts made up. I have shirts in my closet, I don't know how many, but that Martha had made for me with sayings that she would come up with or promoting events that she wanted to promote. And she would always make sure you had a shirt. And she was very smart that way. Very, very smart. And I could tell you so many stories about Martha. You know, I interviewed her a lot on the radio because she was always involved in midget football and junior service guild and in her studios. But there were other things that went on as well. I don't know how many people remember this. And I'd almost forgotten it. because it's been so long ago now, I think 12 or 13 years ago. But Martha Dowse and I, and I will try to tell this very quick before our next caller calls in, but Martha Dowse and I spent the night in St. Mary's Cemetery together. Yes, we did. We did. Now, I will tell you what happened. Madge Cooper, years ago, told the story of the Gypsy Queen in Marion. And the Gypsy Queen is buried in St. Mary's Cemetery. Now, I'll tell that story sometime, not this morning, because we don't have time to get into it. But the one of the things that always went along with this was that, allegedly, gypsies would come to Marion every year on the date of the Gypsy Queen's death, which I believe was in March, to visit the site. So, I thought, well, why don't we camp out in the cemetery and see if these gypsies really do come? You know, maybe they do, maybe they don't. And Martha was listening to the radio. And she called me up and said she would like to be involved in that. Martha loved to be involved in things. And she came over, and she stayed in the car that night. And there was a group of us, and people from Marion came by. And I think it really renewed a lot of interest in the Gypsy Queen. But Martha came over and stayed in the cemetery that night. And it was a lot of fun. It made it much more fun than it would have been, because you could sit and you could talk to Martha, and the people who were coming up in the cemetery were talking to Martha. And it was just fun. And I remember that moment so well, because, again, it spoke to the woman continuing to go. She just did not want to stop. And this may be, let's see if this is our special caller here. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take the call and see what this is. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes, this is me. This is me,
Luann. Oh, Luann! Yes, how are you, Luann?
Just wonderful. And I want to tell you, I am on my way to Marion right now, and I've been listening. You have no idea how what this does to my heart to hear all my mother's voice with Charlie on the radio. It's just so healing to me that I can be driving in this car and you are, somebody else knows so much about my mother that I it's just helped me reminisce. All these things are just so wonderful that you've put together. I just can't thank you enough. And I know Marilyn and Suzanne and Joey are listening, and we are texting back and forth and saying how wonderful, how our hearts are just I don't know, busting because of this. It's just so awesome of you. I thank you so much.
Well,
Luann, for kindness.
Well, Luann, I know the Marion community is sending their condolences to you, and we are. But we all loved Martha, and the first caller who called in this morning, which certainly was not planned, just somebody who wanted to call in, you could hear his voice cracking. Martha had that effect on people. People loved her.
I know. I'll tell you, when she was passing, we were all there holding her hand and telling her and reminiscing all of our lives. I cannot believe. I mean, oh my goodness gracious. It would be a 1,000-page book if we wrote everything. I was so blessed to have her as my mother and my boss, my best friend. You know, being my boss, she told me how to make sure that when you go and rent those places for your dance studios, that you keep you make sure that it looks like what you left it, and don't leave anything around, or you will not be rented to anymore. She was very respectful to other people, and I just can't thank her enough for what she instilled in me. In the business world, and as a child, it's just—I mean, my dad had such a kind heart as well. He was always such a fun guy, and just a big jokester. I mean, we would come home from school we walk. I know you have somebody else on the, coming on the radio, but I will tell you this really quick. When we would come home from school, my dad would pick us up, and he had the store, and he worked 9 to 9, and of course came home and taught a ballroom class after 9 o'clock for Mom, and Mom and him would teach the ballroom class. But after school, every day, Monday through Friday, my mom would teach classes starting around noon, and we would come home from school, Dad would get off work, we would have our supper at, you know, 3:15 in the afternoon. And we had a nanny that helped us, you know, Helen, she did our cooking for us, and she was really something, what a cook she was. But we set the table, and we would set the table, and we would put the big, huge grill, forks, and spoons, and knives at my dad's place setting, and every, I don't know how, we must have did it a million times, because every time he did the same joke. He would sit down and he would pick up those big forks and spoons and say, now how am I going to eat with this? And he would cut with that knife and he'd try to eat with that fork. I mean, we would crack up laughing. It was so hilarious.
That sounds like Joe.
It was.
Lou Ann, I cannot thank you enough for calling in this morning, and as I said, certainly our condolences to you and your family listening. But boy, what a lady! What a great 90 years! It was certainly a great run.
Yes, it was. Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lou Ann.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye.
The daughter of Martha Dowse Manasi, Lou Ann. One of Martha's daughters. Of course, her other two daughters, Marilyn and Suzanne, listening, and her son, Joey, who I know she was very, well, of course, they were her kids. She was very fond of all of them. Martha liked being a mother. You know, that is, there's more to this, and I know our call's coming in here momentarily, but there's a lot to that, because Martha could have been, she was offered a job on cruise ships, teaching dance, and she turned it down. Her and Joe together were offered this job, I think, during one of their trips to New York, and she turned it down because she wanted to come back here and have kids. And I know Martha never regretted that. So her kids were very, very, very important to her, and they were very important to her all of her life. And you know, it's tough. It's a tough balance, because she was such a public person. And she was so ingratiated in the community that that's tough sometimes to be able to make it to everybody. But we got our next caller coming in here. Now, this is a guy who's been heard on WWGH radio many, many times. And you cannot do a Martha Dowse tribute without this man. I believe he's known her longer than anybody else. And he's going to tell us about that. The legendary restaurateur from Marion, Ohio, George Kasotis. George, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's one. I'm feeling great at this time of the year. Christmas was over now, but my age is similar to Martha's. We both grew up together, and she was on Prospect Street, and I was on Pearl Street. Our houses faced each other back up at the house there. We played so many times back then when we were kids, and we grew up together. And I was on about four or five stages in Marion, Ohio, with Martha, doing dance routines, singing songs. Oh, my God. And in the restaurant business, downtown for so many years, you mentioned that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, well, one of the most famous times was when Martha came in my restaurant, and she said, what I was serving was a lot of Greek items, a lot of American items, but my famous Greek item was actually the gyro and the Greek salad. So it happened to be at that time the Republican headquarters were next door to me on South Main Street, and naturally I'm an old Democrat, but you know, it doesn't matter, politics is politics. But she came in and got a Greek salad, and she said, George, I'm going to go next door, and I'm going to present this salad and eat it at the Republican headquarters. And she went in and said, I've got a Greek Democratic salad that I'm going to eat in the Republican headquarters. We cracked up about that for years. But Marty, oh, God. Well, Martha, I always called her Marty. So did Joe. Everybody called her Marty. Marty Dowse. And she married that good-looking Italian guy named Joe Manessi. We danced so many times together in the Follies. You weren't around then, Scott, when the Follies were going on, were you?
No, I think that was before me, but I have seen some videotape of those.
Yeah, those Follies were great. They made money for different events, you know, for the hospital, a well baby clinic and everything, all that money that we made over the Follies years from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. We did every year. We had the Junior Service Guild would have a director come in from New York and pay him to put on the show, and we put on many shows. We filled up the Palace Theater many times. But Marty and I danced many times, and Joe and Claire, we were all together, and we had so many good years.
You know, George, I want to go back here because we've talked about this morning, and I'm sure you attended some of these, if not all of them, the Mike Rollins leukemia dances that she put on.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Those were wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Talk a little bit about those, because she raised $90,000 for leukemia research.
Oh, I know. I was in there with her on some of those. Excuse me, not all of them. Even though we were both in our late 80s, I think Martha, I'm trying to remember if she was a few months older than me.
I don't remember. Yeah, I think a few months older.
I don't think her birthday, I can't remember.
I think it's in May. May of 31 is when Martha was born.
Okay, so she was 31, and I was 32. So we were almost a year apart.
Right.
I don't think it was a complete year, but she was just... And then Joe was older. Joe was the oldest, and then Martha, and then me. And we had many times together. We helped with... Oh, another time. One of Martha's birthday was at the St. Mary's Gym. You provided the sound for that.
I was there for that, yes.
I remember. Do you remember that?
I do remember that event, her 80th birthday.
Her 80th birthday, and I came out on the stage. You were there behind me, and I said, there's no business like show business like Martha Dowse knows. And we did a whole show with that on the stage at the St. Mary's Gym. Those pictures, I got all those pictures, and I just took them out last night after I got home, and when you told me Martha had passed on, I got some of those pictures out, and she had a few tears.
But, well, you know, George, you got to tell the story, because as I was saying earlier, you're the caller this morning that probably knew her longer than anybody. Now, you and Martha had a connection with Marilyn Meskey, Miss Ohio, Miss America from
yeah,
Marion, Ohio.
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Tell the story about Marilyn Meskey?
Yeah, about you and Martha. Well, didn't you guys used to sneak over to her house?
Oh, yeah. She lived on South Prospect Street across the street from Marty, Martha Dowse. She lived at on the west side, and then Marilyn Meskey lived on the east side. And I know the house. I know the house. The lady that owns that Charleston place gift shop, Brenda, her name is Brenda, that owns the Charleston place, she owns that house now. But that was the Marilyn Meskey house. And one day we were playing out in the front area, and we heard this music, and we walked over to that house, and up on the porch, we were just kids. I don't even think we were 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, somewhere in that era. And we put our faces up to the screen, and we looked in there, and there was Marilyn Metzke and her dance outfit dancing, teaching dancing with other people. And we kept looking in there and looking, and she finally turned around and saw us looking in the door. She came over and unlatched the hook and pushed it open. She said, you two kids back up. And so we backed up, and we said we wanted to learn to dance. And so she heeled and toed it, heel, toe, heel, toe. And then she said, play that song. And they did, and somebody in there put the song, the record on, Give Me That Old Soft Shoe. Where you hit your heel and your toe together, give me that old soft shoe, and like you used to do, da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da, da-da. And that was our first dance lesson from Marilyn Metzke, Miss America.
You know, it's interesting to think, George, of you and Martha just being little kids staring in the door of Marilyn Metzke's home. It's a great thing to think about on a day like today.
Oh, it is, because of Martha's passing. Oh, my God, Scott. Those memories will never, I'll never lose those memories as long as I live. And I'm doing pretty good being in my late 80s, kind of 88 years old. And I think Martha was 89. I think she's 89.
You know, George, I want to ask you about this, because you and Martha had a similar quality here. When you went out in public, when you were in your restaurants, you wore a tuxedo. You dressed appropriately for a business person. Now, Martha had her own style as well, did she not?
She did. Oh, my goodness, she did. One of the most famous parades we ever had was right downtown Marion, and Martha Dass in her beautiful outfit and her twirling baton, she led the parade. And when we got down in the middle of the town, where it's Center and Main Street, she threw that baton up in the air, and now naturally the top of the baton, the round part of the baton, had a little sparkling light in it. And when she threw that baton up in the air, Everybody, what is that comment that goes over the, what's that comment? I can't think of the name of it. Scott, what's
yes.
the comment?
What comment is that, George?
The comment.
Haley's comment. Haley's comment.
But she threw that baton up over in the center of Main Street. Everybody thought Haley's comment had just went over the city of Marion.
Oh, well, you know, George, Martha used to throw a fire baton. I can't even imagine this.
Martha could throw that baton up there pretty high, I'll tell you.
Yeah, she had a knack too, George, and being around her for a long time, as many years as you were, over 80 years, Martha could make anybody feel good. She loved people, did she not?
Oh, she loved everybody. Oh, my goodness. She loved everybody. That lady, she said, I have a picture. I've got a beautiful picture of Marty, and on the back of it, she wrote it. Her writing was impeccable. I mean, even the later years when she was shaking, her hands were shaking, she put a pen in her hand and no more shaking. She could write beautifully, and she wrote on there, George and Joanne Casotis, I love you two so much. And she, not only George and Joanne Casotis, but she loved everybody. You just can't say enough about Martha.
No, and,
Martha Dass.
And George, I was saying this earlier this morning. Was she not what every Marion resident should be? She was a champion of this community. She cheerleaded it, and she loved being here.
Oh, so much. And the Dass, the studios, the Dass studios, where her daughters took over after they got old enough to take over the studio, and then they opened up their own studios, you know, and Marilyn and And the other two girls, well, the one daughter left Marion. I forget which one. Who was that?
That was Lou Ann, and I think she opened up a studio in Southern Ohio.
Southern Ohio, right. Lou Ann did. And then the young one opened up one where in Delaware?
Yeah, down in the Delaware, Suzanne, yeah. It says something to Martha as a mother that all her girls went into the family business.
The family business, right, dancing. Oh.
She, you know, George, I saw you guys dance so many times, and it was always great to see. Now, what made her such a great dancer? She certainly had rhythm, and she had a great technique.
Unbelievable. The rhythm that she had, when we were teenagers, we could dance. Oh, we were the dancers of Marion, really. And now, one of the best times, way out north, North Main Street, at the end there, where the park was, the pavilion. There used to be big dances there, and Martha and I were there, and we were with WMR. We were sitting at the table with the WMRN group, and none of the guys at WMRN wanted to dance. So guess who came and grabbed my hand? Well, Martha was there, and we danced, but one of the most famous ladies of Marion of all times, your favorite lady that you wrote about so many times, Madge Cooper Guthrie, came over and grabbed my hand, and she said to Martha, she said, I want George to dance with me. So I was out there dancing with Madge Cooper Guthrie. None of the WMRN guys danced. They just Sheldon Dodds and what's his name, who owned the WMRN. What's his name?
Oh, Bob Mason.
Bob Mason. They wouldn't dance. And so Madge Guthrie Cooper, she said, George, come on.
That
pavilion was really neat back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s.
You know, it's interesting, George, because you and Martha's life, about the same age, pretty well paralleled. You went into business for yourself. She went into business for herself. You ran for public office. She ran for public office. What is it, and what do you think it was about her that she wanted, and you yourself, wanted to be so involved in this community?
We just wanted to be helpful and progress the city of Marion. Because back then it was growing, and there were times when we had problems, but we solved them. Whatever the politics were, whether they were Republican or Democrat, we always worked together and achieved a lot. And we were very helpful in producing the city of Marion, getting it started, getting it back from the 40s. I can remember so many times from 45, 48, 50s, 60s, 70s. We just got involved in all the different aspects of the businesses downtown.
You know, George, when you heard of Martha's passing yesterday, knowing her for such a long time, what's the first thing that ran through your mind to know that she's no longer with us at this point?
I just felt down. I came home with Joanne. We were at Kroger's, and when you told me that she had passed, I got in the car, and I didn't say anything until I got home. And I said to Joanne, I said, I'm going to go get those. I'm going to go try to find some of the pictures. So I started, I got one of her and Joe. It's a beautiful picture. You have one in your office. I have a small picture of that same one you have in your office. And they were both real young in that picture. And I just looked at that picture, and I shed a tear. And I just trying to remember all the great times we had together.
You know, George, how are you going to remember, and how are we going to remember this lady, the legendary Martha Douse Manasi?
Oh, I've been thinking about that, and I don't know what to do except to get a, you know, I haven't talked to any of the kids yet, and I got to talk to Marilyn and Suzanne, and I don't know what's going to happen with the funeral, for any funeral services because of the COVID thing. There probably won't be any get-togethers.
Well,
I'm definitely going to try to talk to them because, well, Marilyn and Luann aren't as close as Suzanne is to me. Suzanne always cuddled up to me because she knew I was a good, close, like a brother to Marty. And because Marty's brothers always left, they always took off, went to California, went somewhere. And they weren't around when Marty was growing up, and I was always around. So I was like a brother, really, because we were so close together when we were younger.
You know,
so I don't know why I got close to Suzanne, because Suzanne, we always would meet at Sansoda's for lunch or something.
You know,
and
George,
we still do.
Well, that. And hopefully that continues. George, how are we going to remember Martha? What is her legacy in Marion? How do you think of her?
I think of her as getting people together, especially at the different stages in Marion that we were on, especially the palace. We were on at the palace so many times together, but at the St. Mary's gym, just getting together with people and remembering Martha. That's what else could I say, Scott? Except are you asking me how are we going to remember her?
Yeah, how's the city of Marion going to remember her? Certainly a legend.
I know she's a legend. She's a legend in Marion, Ohio, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to answer that.
Well, we're now, you know, it's just nice that we were able to have you on, George, because I know people miss hearing from you, and in this moment, we can't do a tribute without you for Martha Dowse, because you, I believe at this point, knew her longer than anybody. So, George, I want you to stay well. I'm so glad you called in this morning, and I know we will talk again soon. So thank you so much.
Okay, Scott. Thank you, and God bless you, and we will do something for Marty. We will do something for Martha Dowse Manasi because she was such a great lady, and you know that, and I know that, and we'll come up with something.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, George. George Kasotis, legendary restaurateur here in Marion, who knew Martha Dowse dating back to really childhood. Now, can you imagine that picture of Martha Dowse and George Kasotis standing at the window of Miss America, Marilyn Meskey, all those many years ago? It's a really interesting thought. Now, we've got about 8 minutes left in the program today, and, you know, I just think at this point that there are so many things to say about Martha, and I know they're going to be covered, and if there is any service information, you know, it's such a strange time with this pandemic going on. We will inform you, the audience, as time goes on here, if there is anything like that. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I was so happy to hear George's voice on the radio. I haven't talked to or seen George in many, many months, especially since this COVID thing has come up. Just wanted to say one quick thing, Martha. I think Martha's going to be remembered as Marion's first lady of dance, for one thing, and her bubbling personality. I recall a couple of years ago, we were having a Christmas dinner out at the senior center, and I was portraying my Elvis's cousin, I call him Pelvis, dressed up kind of like Elvis in my Christmas outfit. And Martha was sitting up on the rise, and I went up above and put my arms around her and sang to her, and she was just so happy. Yeah, it was a really good experience for me.
You know, and Fred, being such a part of the historical society, you know, somebody like Martha Dowse, you know, she will live on in a place like that.
Absolutely. I'm sure that sometime in the future, the staff at the Historical Society will dedicate a display to Martha and her accomplishments and what she meant to the, you know, the city of Marion. I've only been a resident of Marion for, you know, about 20 years now, and boy, 20 years, that's a long time. And she was one of the first people that I met when I came to town, so.
Yeah,
she just wanted to get that out. And George, if you're still listening, God bless you. I love you so. I miss you. I miss the times that you and I were able to be on with Charlie. And we got to get together when this COVID thing is over with, where we can talk and give you a big hug.
Absolutely. Thank you, Fred.
Hey, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Fred Malone, a big somebody highly involved in preserving the history here in Marion County. And I hope that does happen, that something over at the Historical Society, when this pandemic subsides, is dedicated to Martha, because she's one of those people. And, you know, there are so few, we've had this conversation before, there are so few icons in the Marion community who just had such staying power and such, everybody knew them. And Martha Dowse is on that list. Without question, she will always be on that list because of her personality, because of her sense of this community, that she stayed here all those years, and just the lady she was, the absolute full package that Martha Dowse was. And like I say, if you go to the WWGH Facebook page and look at the story on Martha's passing, you will see all those comments from people who, some have stories about her being their teacher, some have stories about just running into her in the community. Everybody loved Martha, and there's no doubt about that, without question. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just want to comment on Martha.
Go ahead.
When I was young, I had a neighbor girl that was deaf, and Martha taught her how to twirl the baton, and she was deaf. And I got to go with them to the practices, and I didn't get to take lessons because I was number 9 kid. But anyway, she taught Marlene how to twirl the baton, and I have a picture somewhere of Marlene in her uniform twirling the baton.
Mm.
And she was deaf, but it always amazed me at her.
What an amazing story that is. That's the type of thing Martha did. She was that kind of person.
Well, it had to be in the late 40s somewhere.
My goodness.
Yep.
Well, hey, I thank you for sharing that story. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Now, see, and that, there you go. There's another story of what the woman did. And there are these stories all over the place. And that's really what is so unique about Martha Dowse, her legacy, and her time here. She did stuff like that. I wouldn't even know how she did that. Somebody who was hearing impaired, how you would teach them something like baton. But if anybody could do it, Martha could do it, that is for sure. We have about a minute left here. And, you know, I just want to say, again, that I know there were a lot of stories, and I'm sure people are going to be sharing them in the next few days, as they should, because she was a unique woman. And like I said, I could go on for days about the times that I've had with Martha. We did TV shows together. We did radio interviews. We, like I say, spent the night in the cemetery. You know, I remember Martha telling me a story one time about making a float for the popcorn festival, and she made it so big that she couldn't get it out of the garage that it was parked in. You know, she wanted everything to be big and right. She was a perfectionist in that way. She wanted it to be right. It was big, it was memorable, and it was right. And that's much like the person. She was a big personality. She certainly is memorable. This morning has proven that.
And she did the right thing. She always seemed to do the right thing. And I was so lucky to get to visit with her on Christmas Day, thanks to her family, which I always appreciate, Marilyn and Suzanne and Luann and Joey. I got a chance to visit with her one last time, and it was great to be there with Martha one final time. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, just calling in about my mom, Martha.
Oh, go ahead, Suzanne.
Yes.
Hey,
Scott, it's Suzanne. Hey, just wanted to tell you I have something up my sleeve for this week that's going to be a tribute to Mom.
Oh.
And I'm hoping to have everything all in order this afternoon, and I will give you a call if you would announce that over the radio station. It is going to be something. Mom will shine down on heaven, and she'll be dancing right beside us.
I will do it. Suzanne, yeah, stay in touch. We will do that. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, God bless. And Scott, thank you so much. These memories here, and if you need someone to stay out in the cemetery with you, I got your back. I'll be with you. Mom can't, I will be there.
Thank you, Suzanne.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Scott.
Suzanne, the daughter of Martha Dowse. And, you know, I do want to mention this, that Marilyn, Martha's oldest daughter, who has the Marion Studio, was named, I'm pretty sure, after Marilyn Meskey. I think Martha told me that, Miss America. So, you know, it's a tough day for, I'm sure, Martha's family. And she has grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and just, she might have a great-great-grandchild. That's what happens when you have a good long life like Martha had at 90 years. But I know there are people out there who are going to remember her well, and it is impossible for me to not think of Martha Dowse and smile, because to me, what she was laughter, and she was enjoyment, and she was up for anything. Anytime you called Martha, she was there. And anytime she called me, I tried to be there for anything that she wanted done. And I will remember those good times, and we're going to continue to remember Martha. She's a part of the community, and she really will never be gone, because the memories will go on forever, and the stories and the pictures, and apparently something coming up here from Suzanne, and we will keep you all informed of that. And also, if we do hear anything of any tributes going on in regard to Martha, we will pass those along to the listening audience. It's hard during this pandemic, but whatever we find out, we will let you find out when we will let you know when we find it out. We're out of time. We thank Mary Ellen Withrow, George Kasotis, Martha's Kids, the Buckeye Guy, and of course we thank the legendary Martha Dowse Manasi, who is gone at the age of 89, but I'll tell you what, never truly gone. An energy like that never stops. All right, I'm out of here for today. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Martha, I love you. I'll miss you. And wherever you are, until we meet again, stay well.
225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We Tuesday at 15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day.